Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Character Flaw. Playing with us today we have...
My name is Tristan, my character is Ariel, and he is the Elvish Ranger.
I'm Josh, I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar, the Dragonborn Sorcerer.
I'm Demi, I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
And I'm RC, and I'm playing Sato, the Half-Elf Rogue.
And I am Charles, your host and Dungeon Master, so I'm going to be playing everybody that's not them. Last time on Character Flaw, the party faced off against Susan, then tortured her to death before discovering my Steven, whom Balthazar adopted as his latest pet, only after Ariel beat him, a 16-year-old child, up. Fen lied to a lot of her friends as they asked why the hell she was hanging around with Sato. Fen was told to find the bones, and Ariel tried to blow her cover. For whatever reason, Fen decided to go back to the burned-out house next to where her uncle lives, and guess who they ran into? Why are you with him?
Okay, so long story, basically we were hired to find these people, and we found these people, and now we're, well, we killed a lot of people, but they
I'm
were digging up stuff.
Not causing trouble this time.
Yes, is what I'm trying to get at.
You're not.
Yeah. I mean, she hasn't killed me yet, and I'm standing right next to her.
And why should I not kill you, Sato?
Because he hasn't done anything right now. I kind of need him.
But what about all the other times when he has done things?
What other times?
Point. The daimyo himself entrusted me to herd cats, basically, and try to find these people that tried to assassinate him.
Technically, he has the full pardon of the daimyo. Done.
Yes.
She even has permission from the high priestess with her shiny ring.
I'm going to pull out the signet ring.
You just wear it.
Because I don't want to.
Swear it, that way you can be like,
does it fit my
finger?
I got
all the power.
It does.
Cool, I'll swear it then.
I thought you were thinking like plausible deniability. You're like, no, bullshit, I don't have, no.
No, I just didn't want to wear it.
Oh.
Personal well. Choice.
You're like, it's silver, ugh.
I'm gold, it doesn't go, okay? Yeah.
I don't like it, Ven.
I don't either, believe it or not.
You there, yeah. Old man.
I'm not dead yet, so I'm doing fine.
Yeah?
Can we hurry this up, please?
I second that. We
Could
have shit to
stop
do.
Stop trying to stop me from talking to my niece.
I'm just asking for you to move it along. I got somewhere I gotta be.
However rudely, he's saying he does have a point. We really have to find these people before they get too far away and we can't find them anymore.
I understand. Just be careful.
Thank you.
He moves in to give you another hug.
I'm gonna hug him.
Aw, how heartwarming.
Yeah,
he
it is!
Very quickly moves out and swings a bitch slap at Sato.
Yes!
That's a nat fucking 20. While still hugging Fen, just reaches out, bitch slaps Sato, and goes right back into the hug.
Yay.
Dang.
I deserve that.
At which point he lets go, puts a hand on your shoulder, just looks into her eyes. Gives a slight nod, and then moves past to go out to do his patrolling for the day.
Bless.
Hashtag bless.
Literally.
Dear God.
So
I'm just surprised I'm not dead.
There's really nothing between you and the burned out house now.
Oh, okay.
Cool. To the house?
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
I'm
back into
the house.
House.
I'm all for the house thing.
Well,
but shouldn't we be getting to important things like my cart and my schedule
all right.
that I'm trying to keep? All right.
As selfish as that is, it's a busy street. I've
done
was,
all these things for
hoping.
You. We went to your temple. We went to your crypt. We stopped your bandits. We can't go to one thing for me.
My Steven speaks up. I agree with Mr. Breathtaking Balthazar.
Thank
you,
Steven.
He's paying
Shut
you.
The
thank
fuck
you,
up, Steven.
Hey.
You can
thank
be
you,
nice
Steven.
To Steven. Steven wasn't a part of this.
No.
He's like
Fen,
12.
No, Fen,
he's
no.
He's like
no,
12.
No.
I'm 16.
He's like 12.
Shut up, Fen.
Okay, Steven.
And Steven. Let's, mostly let's... Fen right now.
Yes, Mr. Breathtaking.
When he gets
Balthazar.
Angry, we let it go.
Okay, sir.
Well,
I'm
was...
going to the burned out house, and I'm doing a very thorough investigation of the whole thing
Same.
And the perimeter of it.
All right, Sato, and
Same.
Then Fen, you want to as well, so let's get investigation checks from
wait,
the
wait,
both
wait.
Of you.
So he's going to walk to one corner. Yeah, I'm going to, like, whoosh, just throw that letter on the ground.
You're going to just throw the letter
For
on the ground
to find,
behind
yeah.
Sato?
Yeah.
Okay.
23. I find the note.
You find a letter.
So you, like, while you're searching, you notice that BTB walks in and he, like, drops some paper on the floor and you ignore it at first, but then you go back around and, like, notice that it's a letter with, like, a broken seal that you don't recognize, and opening it up, there's a cipher code inside it, and you're like, what the fuck, Baltazar?
I will look at you.
I completely disregard him. I'm just like, nope.
I'm gonna go, oh, what is that? Can we go?
What?
You found a thing. Look at you. That's great. Let's go. This is the clue we've been waiting for. Onward.
All right. And what about Fen? What'd you get for your investigation?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay. So going through, you do manage to find a scrap of paper that's, like, crumpled up in one of the bins that has, like, just random letters on it.
What, does it say anything?
It says A equals 1.
No.
B equals 2. It's the code breaking.
Oh my god.
Game over, dude. Too soon.
I'll just shove it in my pocket, soon. I guess.
Just shove the little piece of paper in your pocket?
Just in case. All right, well, I didn't really find anything. Sada, what about you?
I found this that Balthazar dropped on the ground.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Breathtaking.
That's a 21 lie deception check.
21 deception check?
To her. I'm like, you found a piece of paper. I don't know. Everything's got to be about me all of a sudden. Go figure. Guy's obsessed with me.
I wish she could believe you, but that's fine.
I'll go ahead and just investigate the paper. I know it already has a bunch of random jumbled up letters, but obviously it's a code.
Right, so I'm going to have you roll a intelligence check.
No, not this time.
Don't you have the inspiring?
So you're looking at it and you're
if you want.
Yeah.
Can we get inspiration dice?
Yes, you guys all have inspiration.
Okay, cool.
I'll pass on it for now.
Okay.
I gift mine.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see what happens.
He already has inspiration. You cannot gift it to him.
Oh, that's right. You suck. Damn it.
That's funny.
So Sato can't crack the code.
Or what?
Anyone else?
I'll take crack addict.
Go for it.
Thank you. Now roll. Never mind. I can't do shit. That's a natural. That's a 4. A natural 4.
Oh, that's what he rolled. That's all right. Funny.
So Ariel takes a piece of paper, looks at it.
I also.
I'm assuming starts to get kind of mad.
I'll do it.
No, I look at it like, yep, this is paper. This is.
Oh, give me that.
I'll all try. Right.
Whatever, Fen.
Fen.
18.
Straight.
18.
Just 18?
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that, you managed to get some words. Like, you managed to figure out, like, the basic easy words, like and mm-hmm. the ones that appear in speech kind of often. Other ones that you get are, you figure out the word temple.
Mm.
And you figure out the word ritual.
Mm. Hmm.
That's it.
I'm telling them this, also.
Neat. That's very vague.
Yeah, well, you know, it's better than anyone else could do. BBB, you want to take a crack?
Fuck no.
Cool. Well, obviously they're doing more than we thought, but I don't know what else the rest of it says, so.
Take it to some of my friends.
Isn't there anything else we can try to use around here? There has to be some way of breaking this code.
Well,
at least in this area.
Or how about
my
different area?
My friends are literally everywhere.
Like, we leave like a different area than this area. Not this area, in fact, at all. 100% a new area.
All right, let's go to your cart, buddy.
Yeah, fresh eyes. Fresh town. Moving on.
Wait, Mike. The one young fucker.
Who the fuck's Mike?
Steve? I don't know.
Yes, my Steven?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think you can do
Mike?
This shit?
What the fuck, man?
He hasn't even been
Tristan,
drinking.
Come on.
No, that's in character. I'm yelling at Ariel right now. What's wrong with you?
I forgot.
It's a human being.
Well.
Ish.
It's not even his real name.
Okay. Well.
It's not even his real name.
Steven, is that your real name? I give him a knowing look.
Yes,
it's
Mr.
his real name,
Balthazar. He turns to Sada. My name's Bepenet.
It's okay, Bepenet. I heard you before.
Hey, young fucker. Do you know anything about this?
I don't think that's such a good
idea. Shut
up,
Ben.
I'm gonna grab. Well, actually, I'm still holding the note, so I'm keeping it.
I mean, I'm not really book learned.
Yeah, see, he can't read.
Worthless.
What does he know? All right, so to your cart.
Can read. The breathtaking Balthazar, you need to learn him.
Steven, you can't read?
No, I can't read.
Oh, Steven. Your family will now become your school teachers.
And we're not going to start with this. Okay. Let's go.
Meryl's our language arts teacher. She has a very large beard, but she's very sweet.
Steven. You're gonna learn.
Okay.
You're gonna learn today.
Get learnt.
I think I can try that.
Steven, are you woke?
What?
The idea is of certain social commentaries, are they aware in your brain? Are you woke, Steven? It's
so
okay, Steven. You'll get woke.
I'm so done with this.
Okay, Mr. Breathtaking Balthazar.
All right. Very nice.
God damn it. We're going to your cart.
Just wondering.
So the party, you guys are starting to move.
Yep. That way. Cartways.
Okay. Cartways.
Cartways.
I'll take Fendu
towards the cart. Yeah. Figuring it out.
The tavern that was close to the tavern train area, that one we visited earlier. I'll take Fen in there and try to find someone that can crack this using my thieves cant.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you roll an investigation check?
Still not very good.
Still have that other fucking die you could try.
Do you want me to?
I don't know.
Ah, fine. That's better.
That's way
22.
Better.
Oh, do 22, you want me to? Use your inspiration?
Yeah.
My All right. God, you came into this salty. Jesus Christ.
He's tired of being right all the fucking time.
All right, so what the fuck?
Shit the bed in like 15 minutes.
So with your 22, you manage to fairly easily find someone that knows how to break code. And after greasing palms with about 5 snouts, he produces the letter to you. Reading the letter tells you that the Eyes of the Dragon are planning a series of attacks, and basically it's always a temple that they're going to be attacking, because all the towns that it seems like they'll be attacking, at least the 3 on here, all have temples in them.
And I walk over to Fen, and I just kind of grab her hand and put the paper face down so that she can read it herself, and I'm just gonna say a bunch of temples are gonna burn, and we'll walk out the end.
Wait, what? And I'm gonna read it.
So, Fen, reading the note, you find the same basic information that it seems like they're attacking a series of temples, and you find that on there are the names of 3 different villages, cities. There is the village of Bamato, which you already know that temple's been attacked. There is the village of Sogen, and there is the village of Yogan.
Hmm. Okay. We're gonna, I guess, meet back up with Breathtaking Balthazar and Ariel.
Okay. Why don't you roll a religion check really quick?
You're supposed to be good at your religion checks, Ben.
9.
A 9? All right. Wait. You know that those have temples, but that's really all that you
I didn't know. Roll on the table. That's why.
It's fine. Excuses. So that's really all that you know, Fen, is just that those cities all have temples in them.
I'm going to quickly find the Breathtaking Balthazar and ask him why he was so salty.
Am I at my cart?
You would be going all the way to the area where the, what is it? The Carnival of the Eastern Moon?
Correct.
So all the way back to where the Carnival of the Eastern Moon is packing things up, essentially. They're getting their camp ready to depart immediately.
Going somewhere?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, we have a show pretty much before we can even get there, but we're going to try to haul ass to Yogan.
Wait. You said Yogan?
Yeah.
Sven with me?
Not yet, no.
Well, we got some unfortunate news from that letter that one of my friends broke. Apparently, the temple in Yogan is going to be under attack here soon from our lovely dragon friends.
That's where you're performing.
I know. I said that.
No, the temple in Yogan.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, Do you think it's me?
Could you be the traitor?
Not that part, but just, like, maybe, like, some kind of, like, mythos that, like, surrounds me.
What?
C- Could be. Could be, right?
Well, everything's pointing towards you right now, yeah.
An arrow points at me. Fucking A, right? Cool. So you guys coming, or?
Well, I don't think I honestly have a choice, because I will probably end up getting killed.
Neat.
You would be showing up about now if you like read the letter and then were like, shit, like, wait, where'd he go?
Okay. I don't, what are we talking about?
You're going
with
us. I
was just informing the breathtaking Balthazar that Yogan's going to be under attack, because apparently our friend here has a show to go do that.
Yeah. We're already going to Yogan, and apparently that's a thing from a piece of paper that he just randomly found. So maybe you come along.
Do you think they're attacking you?
Right? Holy shit! All right. Yeah. Okay, you're coming.
I can't just leave.
You kind of have to.
343 Illuminati confirmed.
What about the drunk?
Well, we can't just leave him here. He's kind of a menace to society, to be totally honest.
I'm not going to stay in town if you leave me here. I'm going back to the woods.
Oh, shit! Where did you come from? Just, like, sulking over.
He's been sitting there the whole time. We just didn't know.
He is very stealthy.
Oh.
Plus, I might know a shortcut.
A shortcut?
In the mountains. It's kind of where I live. But, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah, right?
Well, if it means anything, you'll be traveling with his troop, and there probably going to be plenty of party and alcohol.
Yeah, well, me and alcohol.
There'll be enough.
There'll be enough. You guys are all agreeing to go to Yogan. There is a point where if you're going to go, you kind of need to let the daimyo know that you're going to leave.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. He's still here.
Well, we're conveniently right next to
also,
the train.
Also, I have to let this the temple true. Know. I have to let my uncle know. I got a bunch of shit to do.
Just write a letter and throw it on the side of the road. You're good.
True.
Somebody's going to go straight up to the train car and be like, sup, need to talk to the daimyo.
Follow him.
Yeah, you're not going in.
Oh.
I'm going in.
Prestidigitation, sparks fly. I have arrived, gentlemen. Part some news.
Oh, so it's all of you then?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Whatever. God damn it. Go in. The daimyo is currently sitting down, eating a, like, rather lavish lunch, and
I'm gonna walk in and go, fancy!
Oh, great, you're back. Just what I wanted right now, while I'm trying to enjoy my lunch. All of you.
Got any more?
No.
I'm looking at the table and, like, looking at all the shit. Yes, you do!
No, I really do not.
Man. Well, we have some very important news. Ben, do you have that letter?
I do. I'm gonna... Well, is it the cracked letter?
Yeah, it's
right?
Cracked.
Yeah,
okay, cool. I'm going to hand him the cracked letter. Be like, we have to go to Yogan. That's where they're going to hit next.
He begins reading over it. So it seems you do. Places it down.
Back. Can I grab it back?
You can.
Cool, I'm going to grab it back.
Well, then it appears that I need to send you with a letter, something, just showing that you're working for me, but for me to do that properly, I need to know what to call your little group. Do I call you the Justicar's Cats? Something like that?
Oh, God, no.
I like that.
I was thinking I position them all in the corner, and I go, so we can either do vicious and delicious, or I position you two over here and you over there, and
who
then I stand...
Over?
Okay, the guys on one side and Fen over by herself, and I say, or Jugs and Thugs, which is my personal favorite. Your choice.
I think I have a name.
He just stares blankly at Balthazar.
I think
Elf.
You can be Jugs and Thugs? Please, do tell.
Go on, Elf.
I kind of liked the Seraphim Knights, but...
Oh.
Seraphim Knights. Interesting.
Yep.
I'm partial to vicious and delicious.
Girl, you know it.
Vicious and delicious.
Redo. I don't exactly want to be called by title because that would impede my particular business.
Oh, all the better for me then.
vicious and delicious and Sato.
Well, for now then. If that is what your group's consensus is.
YOLO.
Then vicious and delicious.
Boom! Yeah. Delicious appears over my head.
God damn damn it.
Will be what we call you.
This is the name where I was saying, if you spell it wrong, it could be viscous and delicious, and it would be so bad.
That's incredible.
Okay.
That's better.
It turns into fuck stuff real fast.
So, the daimyo... The daimyo writes out a letter and puts an official seal on it and then gives it back to Fen.
She takes.
Well then, yeah. To Yogan. Quickly, stop the eyes of the dragon. Go.
I'm going to turn around and walk out.
I'm going to give it a little wink and walk away.
I'll wave and say bye.
Recast. Delicious.
Out, Dragonborn. All right. Out now.
That hard pause, though.
Just staring at his eyes. When I left, though, you know there's a twinge like he liked it. Oh, God. Poke through, like, the car window and see him shudder and be like, ooh, that was a good one. It was really disgust, but...
Yeah, it really was disgust.
But I took it as, sure. Yeah.
All right. So, the party. You guys now have your idea of going to...
Well, Balthazar, you're the traveler. Do your thing.
VD away, let's go.
I have to tell...
Oh, no! VD away.
I win either way. It's either VD and Vicious and Delicious or it's Jugs and Thugs. I win either way.
Oh.
It's going to get nasty.
VD it is.
VD away.
I said it earlier. No one was listening.
Oh, I was listening.
Okay.
When you guys introduce yourselves as VD, they're going to be like, venereal disease? What?
It'll be more for, like, branding purposes, like emblems, things like that. Amulets for the kids.
Right.
I have to go. I have to go to the temple. Tell them that we're leaving. Also, uncle. Also, I have to pack.
Oh, come on.
You go do your stuff. I'll go do my
stuff. My stuff is leaving.
Yeah, their stuff is, like, ready to go.
Oh, shit, really?
You got time for your shit.
Fine, okay. That sucks.
So.
Can't do anything.
I guess Fen's just going to take her shit and
yeah,
it's time to go.
Just gotta go. Okay.
I'll do a quick introduction with Brayden and Steven and do kind of a now kiss.
All right.
I want them to be friends.
Why don't you, like, introduce them? Let's do that.
Brayden?
Yes.
No. Brayden's, like, very timid, skittish young boy.
Oh, a very timid.
He's worse than Steven. I had already written this, and then you made Steven a little bitch, too, so that's why I'm like, you're going to love Brayden.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Steven. He's our new Brayden.
Hi. Hi.
Now make nice, push them together. Now, Steven?
Yeah?
Pick up this shit. We gotta go. Walk away. Fuck.
Yes, Mr. BTB. Goes to pick things up.
BTB, are you just surrounded by a bunch of bitches?
Not necessarily. But there are...
Or at least your bitches.
There are three.
I like your troop.
Yeah.
Alright, so the party departs Bamako about halfway into the day. And about one day late from when the Carnival of the Eastern Moon needed to depart. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, we fucked.
So, yeah, you guys get to make, like, real good time. You're not sleeping one of the nights.
Right.
If you want to make it in time. It's about a 4-day journey. Like, 4 full days of travel to get there. Because it's traveling down the mountains and then you got to go up the mountains for the last day.
Neat.
Fuck.
Yeah, it'll be real fun.
Hop in a cart and sleep my way.
You'd be sleeping next to some real weirdos.
I work in the Thieves Guild.
Well, your Thieves Guild doesn't have a bearded lady.
You'd be surprised what a Thieves Guild comes equipped with.
That's very fair.
You know what? You know, Balthazar might not know. Bearded lady could be in the breathtaking Balthazar could be in the Thieves Guild.
Oh, that's true.
You hear distant thunder.
I'm like, never seems to get closer, I say to myself.
God damn.
Oh, man.
Guess who's about to be traveling through the mountains in the middle of a fucking lightning storm? You guys! All right. So, as you travel, you have some downtime in which you guys can talk amongst yourselves.
Sulking a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Had to leave Uncle Kilbor behind.
Yeah.
Had to leave the temple behind.
My temple.
Didn't get to say goodbye to anyone.
Is this your first time being out of the city?
Not, like, in a very long time, yes, but I used to live outside the city.
Well, I mean, in terms of traveling, have you ever just up and left?
Why would I?
Oh, that answers my question. Well, this is going to be a very interesting trip then. Yeah. By the way, BTB, how did you come across this troop?
Oh, God.
Well, I started it.
Well, I'd assume so. I mean, everyone seems to listen to you, but...
Yeah, in a way. There are a couple of equals, but all of the assistants are what we would call lessers.
More of you? Perfect.
Well, yeah.
Can they all
I'm
do
horrified.
The same stuff you can?
Oh, no. That's just me. That's my steez.
Oh,
they
okay.
don't get that. Yeah.
Okay. What does everyone else do?
Well, we have Mr. Hamilton over here, which is a very large, very hairy, shirtless man, and he can lift anything. Mostly trapezoids.
What?
Large polyhedral weights. He has a bicycle with one large front wheel. And the bearded lady, which I've told you about, Meryl. Mm-hmm. She's our language arts teacher / bearded lady. Basically, people just stare at her, but she's really cool. You should talk to her.
She sounds nice.
Yeah. And then there's me and Kevin, which Kevin's kind of keeps us all keeps us all humble, you know.
Keeps you all sane.
Well, yeah, keeps the liquor flowing.
Ah.
That's what's important.
So I'm going to be right back then.
Kevin knows about you, and you will be rationed.
There is no God. Only darkness.
You will be given alcohol. You will be rationed.
There is no God.
Kevin on cue shows up with a flask and hands it to Ariel.
It's good stuff. Drink up.
Okay. Okay.
Pace yourself.
No.
Okay.
Don't pace yourself. Don't listen to Fenn.
Pacing doesn't matter. You're given X amount, that's what you will have. Drink
that's
it
why I said
as
pace
fast
yourself.
As you want.
It's okay. We're going near the mountains. I kind of can stock up on my shit.
I mean, you're going to a familiar landscape, so.
My home's kind of near there, so.
I kind of want you to, pour out your water, slide a hand that into the water skin, and then be like, it was so good. Can't wait for tomorrow's, and then just build it up until you just fucking binge.
Until you have
that's
the full,
incredible.
1 gallon water yeah. skin to just chug.
That's incredible.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm just going to boil my water.
It would be, 4 days of painful lucidity and then 1 day of splendid bliss.
I am okay with that.
Oh my god.
On a side note, Sato, how in the fuck do people know who you are?
Well, you see, everyone knows me because I'm pretty infamous. Everyone just kind of gets things procured.
Infamous pain in my ass.
See? But I tend to procure things for people. Not exactly
steal.
The best people.
He means
no,
steal.
No. Procure.
He means steal.
No. Always procuring. Never stealing.
So why is Finn such a horrible Justicar then?
Wow. That's harsh.
Well, I mean, you clearly haven't caught him yet.
I'm
Jerry,
too good at getting away.
Jerry. Jerry. Jerry comes out. Yes. Back in there, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Is Jerry a real person?
Yes. Jerry's one of the assistants.
Okay.
That's incredible.
I've just spent most of my life, actually, in Bamako perfecting my quite safe art. And she just gets in my way all the time.
Wait, most? Where were you before this?
Well, that's for another time.
Dissed.
Well, I don't really need to inform you of how I was raised. But, later.
I don't think he was raised.
Tried to kill me at some point.
It was in a barn. You were raised in a barn.
Sure. Go with that.
What?
He was raised in a barn.
So hostile. This whole group. Kevin, more liquor.
Kevin,
this side
out.
Now.
I don't want anything.
Hold
you.
On. He goes back and then he like comes out with a bottle and glasses and like fills up glasses for them. And then just kind of looks at Ariel, points, and is just like, you done with your flask?
I have nothing, actually. I wasn't given anything.
I know I gave you something. You done with your flask?
I guess so, technically.
Technically?
Okay. He gives you a second flask.
Okay. When he's gone, I just pour it in my fucking
pour it in the water skin?
Yeah, pour it in the fucking water skin.
Maybe take the little drips just for a taste.
Just hold it right there. Shake it back and pour the fuck out.
It's great for audio listeners. It's real great.
So the visual gag right there was...
It's a jerk-off motion to the face. Yes. It's
jerking off a flask to his face, pretty much.
Drip, drip, drip.
Yum.
Red Robin?
And you drunk? Where did you come from?
From Mind Your Own Damn Business. That's where.
I think we all saw that coming.
Mm. Well, from what I've gathered, he lives up in those. On over to the mountains.
Not always.
We're going there, you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can meet your true friends.
All those rocks.
Certainly you have real friends. Better than us, I would hope.
Well, I feel like I'm a pretty good friend.
Sato tries not to spit out his drink.
How dare you.
How far are we from the village? About
which one?
4 days?
4 days.
4 days, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We should probably get going then.
We're going. You're on the road walking right
now. Faster.
We can't go any faster.
I mean, if you want to run ahead, go for it.
So Ariel's just deflecting, like, no, let's just, like, let's go, guys. Come on, let's go. Let's get it done.
Just put some earbuds in, the fucking Cure comes on. Fuck you guys.
More My Chemical Romance.
Enjoy my silence.
Not my real dad.
You're not my dad. Oh gosh.
See, I'll just run up ahead and scout the area, I suppose.
Okay. Why don't you roll a survival check and try and watch out for any hazards for the caravan as they travel?
Okay, so that's a natural 16 plus survival, 17, 18,
19. 19. Okay. So, moving along the road, you actually do notice some warning signs of an area where the path is starting to crumble and that there are some potholes. You managed to actually move the caravan around that so that none of the axles on the wagons break, and it's pretty nice.
So sweet.
It comes time to camp for the night, but the question comes, and that really comes to Balthazar.
The breathtaking
Balthazar. Which,
if we don't really have time, how many days would you say I would have to go through a night to catch up? Just one,
maybe. Well, we can travel a little bit late into a night on another day, but you'll have to travel through at least one night.
Yeah,
to do it.
We can sleep in shifts for the people. I can't say anything for the horses or anything,
right?
Like that,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
I expect we'll have to overrun them at some point. Whether that happens now could tire them for
the rest of the trip.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, but they gotta sleep too. Mm-hmm. What do you guys
think? I think our best bet would just be to push them right at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
That way we don't have to have them slow down.
So you're saying we should push them in a sprint at the very end?
Yes. Because if the horses decide to give out on us halfway through, then...
We're kind of
fucked. Yeah, that kind of eliminates getting to our next destination in time. Especially since that kind of screws your performance, too.
Perhaps we could run a little late every night, also.
I suppose that works, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
that works.
Just a little, not to push them too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain too much.
Maybe like an hour or two.
Right, and this is also assuming that you guys move at a normal travel pace.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to, like, push everyone.
Yeah, this will be normal for now, and then push later.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even just going later in the day could potentially make up some time for you.
Which like, is what...
Once night has actually right. fallen, pushing through night, which is more dangerous, but... Sure. It's doable.
Yeah, we'll... use my middle name.
We're only going to go an hour or two after dark before camp making.
Okay.
Just to try to get a couple in each day.
All right. So, for now, are you guys going to make camp since it is just after sunset, or are you going to push on?
Like I said, hour or two after sunset, so whenever that be, that's when it be.
Once it's completely dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dirty so. Dark.
We should definitely send scouts then.
Well, we have one. He's like, you look out, and he's just out there alone, just listening to his headphones.
Pretty much.
Little steam coming out of him.
Just a little bit.
If anything, I'll probably be more at peace since I'm kind of in my home turf. Yeah. You know, I'm out in the woods. Might visit my old shrub. Go by in there for a little bit.
Just look at it and be like, those were the days. You're like, not now. My friends are here. Fine, one time.
What do you do behind the shrub? What do you do behind the shrub, Ariel?
It's blurry back there. It's a very out-of-focus shrub.
Let's leave it at that.
Just, it's a blurry, out-of-focus shrub?
Yep. Right. It's blurry, out-of-focus shrub. You don't need to know what else happens back there.
Is that where you hide your forest porn?
Like I said, don't need to know that.
Should right. we keep oh, a
I
scout?
Bet it's furry shit.
No, it's scaly shit.
Oh, I'd hope so. Just saying, you're all about them woodland creatures.
Oh, God.
I'm done.
No judgment. No judgment. Just saying.
We must not kink shame.
I'm proud of you.
So, the party pushes for a little ways and sets up camp for the night. Kevin then gets everything ready. He gets his like grill out and he starts cooking up meats. And I mean, it's a, for those of you not, for basically everyone except for BTB, like this is surprising. Like they got some really cool gadgets going on right now. They get out this kind of sound system.
That it's party time.
Other stuff. Basically, it's time for them to chill out and relax a little bit, which for you, Ariel, this is probably the most stupid thing someone could do when getting ready to camp because they're just making all the noise and attracting anything bad around.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, I'd like to keep an eye out just to make sure we're not going to
I would probably just look at them, roll my eyes, and I'll probably climb up on a tree or something and hide. Right.
You don't make want sure. any of the food? I mean, they're cooking some nice smelling food.
Shawarma.
Ooh.
Shawarma served shawarma. By the bearded lady.
If anything, I'll like make myself a little plate and just climb
up the tree. Like,
give me your shaved meat. Fine.
We'll put it in some bread.
That'll just,
now I can hold it and take it up the tree.
I'll just like have the plate, have everyone like parting around me, and just kind of slowly sidestep out of the scene and
just fade into the darkness.
Yeah, fade like into the darkness.
The angsty teenage boy you are.
Embrace the boy.
Love it.
Blast My Chemical Romance in my ears.
Oh, yeah. My God.
All
right. Sorry.
All right. So let's see if it is an eventful night at all.
Oh, it's going to be Shall eventful.
We? I'm keeping an eye out. Just saying.
I'm in a beanbag chair.
Oh my god.
I mean,
god.
Technically, that Sado exists. And I, we don't really need sleep since we're elvish.
Fen, you hear some rustling. Roll a perception check.
Where is that? Haha! 10.
A 10.
Yeah.
You can't,
some rustling.
You can't locate the source of this rustling. You just know that there is rustling coming from a generally southern direction.
It's blurry.
I'm gonna take out my sword and like alert everyone, and then I'm gonna walk towards whatever it is.
Okay.
The noise will calm. I mean, we're no stranger to being out in the woods. Like,
yeah, not at all.
We like to party, but if something's gonna pop off, we'll quiet it down.
I'm gonna sneak myself into some shaded, darker area and stealth and pull out a couple of my knives.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Okay.
Fen, why don't you roll another perception check since you decided you were going to go back in to investigate?
I'm doing it on the table. It's another 10.
It's another 10?
Yeah.
All right. So going to investigate a little bit more thoroughly, you find that the noise is being caused by this, like, little dog that's, like, staring and looking at everything from behind a bush.
Doggo.
Is it cute?
I mean, it's a Shiba.
Really?
It's a little bit mangy, but yeah, it's a Shiba.
Popper.
I want to stick my hand out and see if it sniffs me and it doesn't bite.
Roll an animal handling check.
Oh no!
I bet that shit would taste good.
Four.
It's gonna bite you.
A four?
It's gonna bite me.
Yeah, it's gonna bite you. Let's...
No!
Does it do cute eyes, cute eyes, cute eyes, hand gets close, bite!
It's like cute eyes, cute eyes, cute eyes, like, wow, so nice. And then as soon as you get close, much bite. And that's gonna be 7 piercing damage as it, like, bites into your hand and starts tearing as much as it can.
Excuse me, Miss Fen, you're doing me a scare.
Before, yeah. Excuse me, Dragonborn lady, you're doing me a scare. And, like, back up and start looking cute again.
Oh god.
I'll shoot it with an arrow.
Oh no!
Shoot that bitch.
Roll the hit.
No! Yes. Wait, for real?
Ariel, roll the hit.
I'm Ariel. I hate everything.
Arrow in the tree.
Were you there? You weren't even there.
He's up high.
I was in the tree. I could see everything.
Our audio engineer is stunned right now.
Real quick, though.
I love you, too.
Not a real dog. It's okay.
And she's now slipping Tristan off.
So that's a 14 plus a 7. That's you 21.
Hit. We've murdered so many people, and you gave no cares. Zero fucks.
But this is a doge.
It's a dog! Fuck you! But this is a dog.
They're better than people!
That's true. This is also coming from the ranger that's supposed to be nature-friendly.
That's true. Look at this woodland creature. Nope.
Kill it.
Roll your damage.
Is it that? That's, yes, that's this one, right? Yes. Okay, yeah, okay. Well, I mean,
Roll the damage.
The same fucking joke.
It's a 5 plus a 3, so that's an 8.
8 damage? Alright, so, like, it's looking cute, and then an arrow flies through, hits it in the neck, and it just, and just on the ground, and it's shaking around a little bit, and then it just stops moving.
Fen is crying a little bit, and she's looking up like, what the fuck?
And you can't see me.
Ariel, I mean, you were in the tree. They kind of knew where you were, so you just see, like, Ariel there, like, with the bow. Are you going to, like, climb down and go
what
get your food?
What the fuck, dude?
Tonight?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my food.
All right, so, yeah.
Free food.
What the fuck?
Ariel, are you going to bring that back to the camp?
Yeah. Probably wake up BTP.
He's a monster.
With a dog in his face.
Well, I'm not sleeping yet.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, the party's still going on, so I guess
probably
you
just say, hey, look, dinner.
Over to barbecue up for the night.
Give it to Kevin. He'll be happy to have fresh meat.
Here you go, Kevin. Can I get some whiskey now? Or sake? God. Sake, right.
That's so fucked up.
I make a motion to Kevin. Eyes to eyes. Hand to throat. No booze for him.
He looks at the dog and, like, holds it up, like,
okay,
earned a little.
Poquito, little booze.
He pours you, like, one of the little tiny shot glasses worth of sake.
I'll just drink it. I'm not gonna, yeah, I'll just
it's gonna take, feel good, take the edge off.
Yeah.
He throws the doge into a cooler.
The doge?
That's so fucked up.
Is it a steam cooler?
The refrigeration's gotta work somehow, right?
Bag of colding.
Yeah.
A bag of colding.
Yeah. Not my joke, but it's still funny.
It's a pretty good one, yeah.
Alright. So, the rest of the night is completely uneventful.
Wonderful. Wow, so it's just a regular dog. It wasn't even like an evil thing. It really was a dog. That now I'm kind of sad.
It really was just like some stray dog from the forest.
I already have a pet, though. It's fine.
You sleep.
You have your Steven.
Yes. Brayden is very relieved that I have a Steven.
I can't wait to see the fan art of Ariel just, like, holding a dead doge.
Oh. No. Don't make that. That's fucked up.
It bit your hand. I mean...
Please make that.
Yeah, but it's a dog. It was scared.
And as the ranger, you could also have gotten that as a pet.
Yeah,
like,
seriously.
A legitimate ranger pet.
I know. But I'm kind of sober here, so
all the benefits
you kind of blue balling over here. I can't really
like help action, which gives you advantage on your attacks.
Nah, it'll be fine. I'll find something along the way.
Yay. Like a dog.
or a sparrow.
So over the next 2 days, the party continues to travel along the road.
Yeah, your hit points are
better. About halfway into the first day, storm clouds roll over the party.
Oh no.
And it begins to rain. This makes the travel a little bit more difficult, and to where to really get through it, as the roads get muddier and muddier, you have to push the pack animals a little bit harder to go through. There's no way that you're going to travel through night without just exhausting these animals.
Sure.
Okay.
So we're maybe camp normal time today.
Okay.
Probably have to break, you know, midday and stuff.
Oh gosh. It rains through the night. The next day, as you're traveling, the rain doesn't seem to be letting up, and there is one point where lightning strikes in front of the entirety of the caravan.
Now that was closer.
I rolled the hit and it was a nat one, so I couldn't make it near you.
It's still the closest it's ever gotten. Usually it's a rumble, rumble. Ooh, so scared. Now it's like actually deafening.
Yeah, next one's gonna have a nice little advantage against BTB. We'll see.
Oh gosh.
I do conduct. Very electric.
The party continues to push on during the next point where it actually would be day, even though it's still rather dark and dim.
This is your house. You like this, Ariel?
Well, I have a camp a bit further up in the mountains, but yeah, pretty much this is. This is me.
It's now like the outside Portland. Feels like how I feel inside.
What?
Now the outside feels like how I feel on the inside.
He's like feels like the most at home right now. Just like, fuck yes, wash over me. Oh, sweet deliverance.
Let it wash away my sin.
If anything, when we get like
when
in
it
the
rains, nobody can see I'm crying.
He just really misses the shrub, dude.
I think when we get to the mountains, I would, like, go to my secret spot where no one else knows and, like, get my new clothes. Get out of the vomit.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of the vomit stained clothes.
To be fair, it's probably getting washed out.
Yeah, it's probably washed out already. Yeah.
Okay. Then,
maybe just a stain, but not, like, chunky.
Then, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm still gonna, like... I'm still gonna go back to my campsite and...
The breathtaking bounces are nicely. You could probably just prestidigitation your clothes anyways. Because, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah, he could have cleaned it, but BTB has made it kind of a point not to so far.
Well, he's just going to dirty it again.
It's a point.
So,
because I don't feel like asking.
As the party travels through the day, there are a couple of points where things seem to get a little bit dangerous, but... You make it to the point where now you need to start traveling up into the mountains.
Oh, gosh.
And this is around the end point of the third day. To make it on time, you're going to have to push a little bit.
Still raining.
Still raining. It's lightened up a little bit, but there's still definitely like thunder and lightning have been rolling through. It's not the safest thing being outside right now, but you don't really have a choice.
But it's a drizzle.
Right now, it's just a drizzle.
Drizzle.
We haven't unlocked fast travel
Thank you.
Yet, so.
All right. Let's do it.
So
it sucks, but we gotta do it.
As the carts continue to push up, let me get a survival check from Ariel.
Nice.
It's a nat 20.
Natural 20.
Yes, and plus survival, that's a 23.
A 23. Okay.
You are good to go.
Darn.
As you are leading the carts up the path, and there really is only one way that the carts and everything else can go. You notice that there are parts where the road seems to be dipping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that, you decide to go test and get near the edge. And putting a little bit of weight near the edge, the road quickly falls away and begins to slide down the side of the hill.
Shit.
Hmm.
Mudslide! You just killed a bunch of people below.
Wow. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
There wasn't very much mud that went there. It's just one person. But the carts are not going to have an easy time getting over all of this.
So definitely go back to them and let them know, like, hey, the road up ahead is very unstable.
Is there a way we can push around it? Anything like that?
I might know a way. I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
But can the carts make it? That's the real question.
There is a narrow pass that would let you avoid the roads like this, but you it's know that a... there is a creature that lives there that is rather dangerous.
So, yeah, so there is a narrow passageway.
Why don't we just do that then?
It's not the greatest idea because there is a big monster, a big creature that doesn't like visitors.
What kind of
creature? Just trust me, it does not like visitors.
Well,
perhaps we won't visit it.
Kind of up to you.
We just don't have to visit with this creature.
Well, so we just don't knock on the door?
No, yeah. Just go on through, right?
We can try to be stealthy if it's out hunting for or out foraging for food. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's a massive if.
Well,
like this thing, you don't want to mess with it.
But is it our only availability? I mean, you say the...
Well, it's either that or the unstable roads. We can either... probably just wash away all your shit.
Yeah, I'd rather not that.
We could just push through, maybe line the loads on the carts one at a time.
Yeah, get rid of the alcohol first.
Let's not go that far, but we could try to lighten the load and go that way. Or if you really and truly...
We don't have time.
Yeah, if you want to get there on time.
Yeah,
there's that narrow road.
Yeah, we don't have time to do all this. We just have to find a way to go. And if you say that's another way, I say we go that way.
So Finn, Sato, I'm going to have to ask you to keep your guard up. Because this is a very, very easy passageway for thieves and bandits to... sneak up on you
from above.
All right.
I've been here.
The road less traveled, I guess.
Okay, Robert, if you would like to share what is in the pass, it is a wyvern.
A dwagon?
It's a dwagon.
It's a dwagon.
I want to boop the snack.
Roll to boop. Critical boop.
I feel like if Finn BTV or Sato actually like pressure me, I'll let them know like it's
so done. What is it? Know, you'll let them know if they pressure.
Yeah.
But I mean, it seemed like everyone was pretty set on going already.
Yeah, I gotta go no matter what.
If technically now there's no point in it and me really telling them what it is since they're already going.
What is it?
A wyvern?
What it?
A wyvern.
A dwagon.
A snack.
Esque.
Yeah. Dragon ass.
A very wyverns, pissed off wyvern.
Wyverns, according to legend, are direct children of Devensu, much like the Dragonborn are, but unlike the metallic or the chromatic dragons, the wyverns were sort of a side project of his that he just left alone special. For a his long time.
Bitch. So if anything, they're
he
more
left them
feral.
Alone for a long time, and they they really became feral.
Ooh.
So,
they're real nasty.
There's no point in trying to talk to them. There's no point in trying to reason with them.
It's like a dragon without intelligence.
Yikes. Never mind.
So it's like a white dragon. That's like a D&D joke. That's not a social commentary.
I know.
That's actually really true.
Yeah. White dragons have an intelligence of like 6.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's real bad.
They're the barbarians of the dragon race.
Yep.
They really are.
They're pretty though.
So, well.
And they still fuck your shit, but.
Yeah. I guess we're going to kill a wyvern.
But they're little boom, ding, 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 ding.
Wyverns are also really strong. Like, groups of 10 or 20 will go up against them, and maybe one will come back successful.
Yeah, we'll kill it. It's fine.
Well.
I've seen entire clans go up against this thing and
you know the clan?
None come back alive.
Yeah, the clan of white dragons.
Do you know the Grand Wizard?
Okay, we have to cut that though. We're like...
Why? It's funny. Why people name their shit stupid stuff.
I'm so mad that they took that though, to be totally honest. Like
I don't know what you expected. That's a
fucking cool ass name.
You look lucky, douche.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, Sato, there's been a lot of people from the Orochimaru clan that's been trying to fight this thing for decades.
For the most part, we'll try to avoid it. If we have to fight it, we will. But let's try to get shit safely there.
I've already told Kevin we've shifted course.
All right, well, let's get a survival check from
our survival Ariel. Boy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Shit.
You're the only one that knows where they're going now.
So... 11, that's an 11. Yeah, I'll probably use the inspiration.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the die roll and I'm like...
Oh, nope, never mind. Nope. That's a natural 2. So, yeah, 11 it is.
11, okay. So...
Sorry, guys.
He begins to lead the carts into this very narrow path that leads around. Now, this the nice thing here, the ground, it's not packed dirt. It is actual rock.
Yeah.
So something that the pack animals are managing to get traction on. It's just eerie in here, especially with the rain and everything else.
Spooky. Is it like sheer rock walls?
Spoopy.
Pretty much.
So there's like weird echoes and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll draw my bow just in case.
In case you see a dog, you fucking psycho.
Don't give me the finger. Or it's fingers.
Like, oh shit, puppy! We're all good, we're good. Kevin's like, dude, we have so much meat. Please stop. Just a cooler of dogs.
So, as the party pushes further into this narrow pass, are you trying to travel stealthily, or are you pushing?
Yes, definitely.
He told us to chill the fuck out.
I need someone, just one person, to roll a stealth check for the entire caravan.
It's my cart. Inspiration.
I was going to give you mine.
That's not that great. 11. The first one I rolled was a natural one.
I was going to say something, but as soon as you picked up your dice and it's my card, I'm like, well, we're fucked.
It's my card. I feel like it's my responsibility.
Okay.
And somebody could have inspired me because I used mine.
I just used mine, too. She's
I'm the only one who has it. That's why if he wasn't going to use his, I was going to be like, nope.
As the cart is beginning to move, the pack animals are starting to get a little... They're not too happy with what's going on.
Fuck.
They have that sense that this is not a great place to be, maybe?
You guys begin to hear stranger and stranger noises.
Ariel,
roll a
nature
check.
The upside down. Stranger.
Thank you! I was going
to
make a stranger.
God damn it, dude. Now you have to give him your inspiration.
All right,
natural 1.
I give you my inspiration.
I'm going to use this one.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, it went demo.
Do you want one of mine?
Oh,
I inspired
now.
You?
No, I got this the one you gave me last
time.
Oh,
yeah, the blue one.
Fuck. So that's a 4. And plus nature.
Nature boy's going to fuck us. Here
survival.
Would it be survival?
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 plus 3, 6. That's a 7.
It's a 7.
Oh, no, wait. Nature's right here. So that's a 4. So that's technically an 8.
I thought it was an old skill. Okay.
So 8.
Well, I mean, in my defense, I don't really go down this road because I know what the fuck's down there and
it's
I don't
fine.
Like messing
it's
with
fine.
It.
Everything seems fine to the nature boy.
None of them have.
All's fine in the past.
Won't there just be like...
Looks clear.
A slight rumble that grows louder and louder as the thin black line on the horizon moves forward and forward, and it's a fucking, like, sea of Yorkies just, like, descending upon you, and they just envelop you and take you away, and the rest of us are unharmed. We're like, alright, cool. We like dogs.
You okay, Josh?
A dick move. I'm starting to get on everyone else's side that it was kind of a dick move.
Yeah,
you
dude.
You okay, Josh?
Balthazar doesn't care, but that was fucked up, man.
Charlie,
a dog.
We can see about that in future episodes, maybe.
That'd be a dope figure. Like a large-sized Yorkie
yes.
swarm.
Incredible.
Just gnashing
where
teeth.
Where is the sound coming from?
It's hard to tell with the echoes.
Okay.
Probably somewhere in front of you, but
is it deep guttural, high pitch?
It's kind of deep guttural. Maybe the sounds of like
death metal
claws and stuff on movement.
Yep, death metal.
Ah shit. Okay.
So I'll turn to Finn and tell her to keep an eye on our 6, just in case.
Gotcha.
Sato,
get behind us.
Keep looking around, make sure nothing's coming from above. BTB.
Stealth, kind
of. Just be
as best I can.
As best as you can.
Actually, is it wise to send me to the back?
Let's not send the tank to the back.
Yeah.
Well, in this area, who knows where attack will come from?
Mm-hmm. True! Okay. I'm gonna
at least in the
walk
front.
You
could stand on top of the cart.
I want my.
And just jump off.
I feel safe.
I'm gonna walk behind the caravans.
Just okay.
Keep an eye out.
I'll be next to the driver. But I want to be on the cart, which the driver is. That's old man Jerry.
As
so,
the entire party is. They're moving around, they're getting themselves ready. Whoever's in front, which is.
That's probably going to be me.
Ariel.
Yeah.
You notice the silhouette, like through a flash of lightning.
Mm-hmm.
You notice the silhouette of this creature swooping down towards this pass, directly towards the entire caravan.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
I try to shoot it.
You try and shoot it, roll the hit. With disadvantage.
With disadvantage.
It's pretty far away right now.
Pretty far away.
We'll see him take a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can take a shot. One more so time. That's a 15.
Well, disadvantage.
That's a 4 plus longbow, so
11.
11?
Yeah.
So the arrow flies off into the distance as another flash of lightning happens, and you can notice it is significantly closer.
I shout to everybody, look out.
Dragon!
Dragon!
Immediately, panic sets out over all of these performers that have not faced off with wyverns before.
Which direction is it coming from? Like straight on?
It's coming from like straight towards you guys. It's
okay.
It's two trains going opposite directions.
Running to the front.
Running to the front?
Yeah.
Okay. So as it shows up, how many people are part of the?
No, his whole troop's gonna die.
7, and then me.
7, and then you, and then does that include my Steven?
Yes.
Okay, so 8 plus the 3 of them. So let's see who it's going to swoop down at.
I can just go in order 1, 2, 3, 4 if you want it to be that.
Sato.
Me. Cool.
Yep.
Oh no.
So as it swoops itself down. It comes down directly to where Sato is, and with its claws reaches out, and that's a 12.
No, thank God.
No?
Oh.
Okay. And as it continues, who would be the 6th person on your list?
No.
Aww.
It's my Steven. I recounted. I was like, please God, no.
Buddy.
All right.
Roll shit, Charlie.
So as it swoops down with a 26.
Oh, Steven.
No!
Oh, God.
It swoops down and it bites at Steven. Dealing 12 piercing damage. Steven immediately, it doesn't manage to actually grab him and take him away, but Steven is like on the ground with two massive piercing wounds like in his abdomen.
Technically, his class is Connor, so he has 10 HP.
Correct. He's unconscious and bleeding out.
No!
Wonderful.
So.
It'd have to be Steven.
Steven!
So close
as
to Steven!
As it goes, it swoops away. If anyone would like to make some kind of ranged attack
shooting
at it.
Yeah, I'd like to do that
bow.
Too.
I'm gonna shoot
so,
it.
While
I'm
gonna
run to Steven and stabilize him.
I'm gonna shoot next.
A non-natural 20.
A non-natural 20?
Yes.
Okay, so you will hit with whatever weapon you were using. As long as it is ranged.
4, 8, 7 damage.
7 damage? Okay.
That's my I'll do the same
and
thing.
Ariel's doing another. Balthazar's doing one.
Shoot it with my...
It's a 10, that's a 17 to hit.
17, you will hit.
And the D8. I forgot which one was that. Was it this one?
The diamond, yeah.
Yeah, the diamond one. Okay, cool. Just making sure. That's a 7
nice.
Plus 3... 8, 9. That's a 10 to hit.
Yeah,
10. 10 damage.
10 to hit.
10 damage.
10 damage. Okay. 10
damage.
14 to hit.
Steven.
A 14 to hit, you will hit.
Okay.
Really? Damn.
Neato. 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay. Perfect. And you don't have a ranged weapon, do you, Fenn? The two people that
I
are members of the caravan that have, like, crossbows, the guys that, like, normally help defend, both fire their crossbows off and just, like, miss it as it, like, swoops by and attacks the people. Fen, you were running over to stabilize. Demon. Okay, so how much are you healing him for?
Oh, I was going to do a medicine check on him, but I'll heal him for, like, 2 points. Like, lay on hands 2 points.
Lay on hands 2 points, which is enough to make him, like, ah! Like, he wakes up, and the wounds, like, quickly close and scar over, and it's just like, ah!
He's up. That's
I'm going to yell, Steven, get under the cart.
You were supposed to protect me as he
get under the cart, Steven.
As he crawls under the cart, you were supposed to protect me.
I saved you.
Shut up, Steven.
He wasn't saying that to you. He's saying that to Balthazar.
Oh, okay.
True, you did promise to protect him.
As lightning flashes happen, you guys see that it's taking a very wide, far path to get back around. And I'm assuming that you guys are going to take this time to be like, all right, push through the pass, go, yep. go, go. Yeah. So you guys get as far as you can before it swoops again. And this time, as it swoops through, and actually there are only 10 people it can attack this time, since Steven's under the cart. Who's the bottom of your list?
That would be the driver, Jerry.
Old man Jerry?
Old human male Jerry.
Okay, and so that is a 26. So 26,
oh, okay.
It swoops down, and with its claws, it picks up Jerry and just flies away.
Oh, Jerry's the best fucking driver this side of any town.
And
we're fucked.
Flies away. You guys can make attacks.
Can somebody drive?
I shoot.
I'll throw my javelin at it.
I'll magic missile it.
16.
Mm-hmm. 6. That hits. 10, 10,
cool. 12, for 13, 21 damage.
21 hits.
Cool.
That's a... Wait, crap. I forgot. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13. 13 to hit.
No, just 4. 4 damage.
You know what? Can I do the Hail of Thorns? Yes. Or that'd be a really bad idea.
You can do Hail of Thorns.
Well, Jerry's likely dead.
Yeah, he's probably dead anyway, so yeah, let's do Hail of Thorns. So that would be...
Fuck, man. That'd be my main man, Jerry.
Fuck Jerry.
Jerry's
cool.
3 plus 3, so that's 6 damage.
6 damage? Okay.
And I max damaged on my magic missile.
Oh, snap, that's right. So spell attack
so
plus 15 3. 15
damage.
6, so that's 9.
9 damage.
9. It was, 5 plus 4.
And then 4 for Fen. Okay.
4 piercing. I have 4 javelins now.
So as it swoops by, it gets hit with all these different things. And then when the magic missile hits, it hits in just such a way that it makes the creature like flex and it opens its claws up and it actually drops Jerry, who is bleeding out, but is also like 100 feet out in front of everything.
Okay.
Bye, Jerry.
Hey, come on.
Fen, you're the one that, like, could save him, potentially.
Wait, no. Can't do that, I shout, Jerry. Cover me, and I run after him, because I have the potions.
I'm running after Ariel to make sure he doesn't die.
So you guys are moving forward. Yeah. All right.
I mean, you're on card duty.
Yeah.
You guys managed to run over there. Let me roll for Jerry and see whether he lives long enough for you to get over there.
Okay. Jerry Bear.
He's alive when you get to him.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to potion him, or do you want to lay on hands
him? I'll give him a potion first, see how that works. Oops, wrong one. So that would mean I have...
Isn't it?
Oh, I used
two of those, plus two. 2d4
plus two, yeah.
Oh, so it's these two diamond ones, okay.
Yeah.
One, that's a one. Oh, shit. So damn, that's son. Two.
So that's four.
Four, okay.
So four, which is almost all of his health. So old man Jerry, like wakes up, is like, I haven't seen something that crazy since back 40 years ago.
I'm going to throw his arm over my shoulder, and we're going to run back to the cart.
I was about to say, right, shut the fuck up, Jerry, get back to the cart.
It's right about that point that lightning flashes, and you can see that it is swooping back down. It is heading for the group of the three of you that are way out in front. So
all I can think now is it fucking lit song.
And this time it goes for Ariel.
Oh my.
It's terrible music, though.
You still have one healing potion.
Yeah, I have one potion left now.
Okay. I have Lay on Hands, too, so...
So that is an 11 to hit for Ariel?
That misses.
So it moves by, and with its claws, it goes and it tries to pick you up, and you manage to just, like, drop down prone just in time as it swoops by, and now for the other 8 people. So, Balthazar, this time, it actually goes for you.
Okay. I will, It depends on what happens, I guess.
So that is a 19 to hit.
So, shield.
shield, yeah. which brings you to what?
That's, what does that add? I don't remember.
Plus five.
Plus five, mm-hmm. so that'll bring me to 20.
So to 20? So
hit,
it swoops down and its jaw like opens up and moves towards you, and just at the last second you push the shield up, which makes its head bounce upward and it turns the wyvern off course. Is anyone going to attack it this time
yep,
as it goes?
Yes, I'm going to shoot at it.
Okay.
I second that.
Javelin.
Ooh, that's not a good roll.
It would be disadvantage for you to throw this time, Ben.
Never mind.
12 to hit.
12 to hit? That will miss.
Damn.
No.
It's a natural 20 for me.
Ooh, boy.
So that'll definitely hit.
Not fucking duh.
And then that's this little guy right here.
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double damage. Your damage die when you
yeah.
that 20.
You roll the damage die twice.
So that's a 3. And that's a 5.
Plus 3. Only
plus 3. So
11 total.
11 total, yeah.
All right. And then Balthazar, are you casting any kind of spell this time?
I'm trying to check out, hold on, what the whole shield steeze is. Like, how long does that last?
Invisible barrier of magical force appears and protects you. Until the start of your next turn, you have a plus 5 bonus to AC, including against the triggering attack, and you have no damage from magic. You take no damage from magic missile.
Magic missile. So, can I do something with it? Like, the shield just goes away, like, early, and then I do something? Or, like, how
it's
does that work?
It's not that it goes away early, it's that it's your turn now, so it goes away anyway.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's fine. So, yeah, I'll just shoot him with the light crossbow.
Okay.
That'll hit 19.
Yes.
8.
8 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. So, with it being hit with all those attacks this time, you can see that its flight path is becoming kind of wobbly, and you hear it cry as it careens away to the right behind you, and it seems like the noise is just continuing to move away.
We move on. Let's get the fuck
out of here. Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Damn, I wanted his teeth.
Shots in that direction, why not?
Just, like, take a couple of shots in that direction. The person who is, like, looking back is not seeing the, like, silhouette of the wyvern back there anymore. So, the party pushes through out of the canyon and further to the point where you can make camp for the night. Luckily, the rain actually seems to let up a little bit this night.
I immediately address Steven. Steven, I am so sorry. I should have been there. Listen, I should have been there, man. I'm very sorry.
I wouldn't have gotten bitten by a dragon if I hadn't come with you.
Pretty we also cool. would have killed you.
This is my Steven.
Okay.
Don't be a bitch.
Well, Steven, take note. But, pretty great story, right, bud? It's going to be a lot more. Not the coolest thing that's going to happen to you.
He has a point. You're going to get all the ladies with this story.
I almost got eaten by a wyvern.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Steven.
Scars.
Look at that scar, bro.
Chicks dig those.
You're so alive good. And walking right now, aren't you?
Yeah, barely.
Then shut You're the welcome. Fuck up.
I can fix that.
I will cut you off. No liquor if you don't stop with my Steven.
Whatever. Let's just get to the place we're going.
What Stupid would you like? What would help you right now?
Not getting bitten by a wyvern would help.
Wyvern's gone.
Steven, even I'm not that good of a magician.
You stopped yourself from getting eaten by a wyvern?
Well, that's kind of a thing more for me. Just...
Doesn't really me. Work on other
Then why don't you teach me?
You want to learn?
Do it.
We gotta start with some small shit. I can't start with that.
Well, duh, but still.
Hold my ball, Steven.
And that is where we will end this episode of Character Flaw.
Oh my god.
Thank you everyone for listening. Where can the people find you?
You can find me, Tristan, at TristanDimitri7 on Twitter.
Josh is at BT Balthazar on Twitter.
Demi's at Hemandem on Twitter.
RC can be found at The Cold Touch on Twitter.
And Charles the Dungeon Master can be found at Dapper Jackal on Twitter. If you want to contact all of us, you can check out the website dapperjackal.com. We're going to be posting backstories on there, cast and crew updates, and potentially some blogs in the near future here. And just general information and some extra world building if you're interested in that kind of stuff. Again, if you guys could please share with your friends, let other people know that we exist. If you enjoy this content, we would love to make more of it for you. Other than that, thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.